Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. And now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me in studio today is the wonderful Aiden Ryan, who is Marketing and Communications Manager for the Colorado Springs Airport.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Aiden. Welcome to the Business Connection Studios, and thank you for letting us be partners with you guys. We love it when people fly local.
Absolutely, and we do too.
It's all about look before you book, right?
It is. I mean, the thing is we have this amazing airport here in our community, and we want, as people move into our community and the ones who have been residents for a while, is to just keep in mind that we do have our airport, keep it top in mind, and it's a great place to have hassle-free holiday travel with the holidays coming up. And even to add on to that, we are now offering 50% off holiday parking November 15th through the 31st as our way of saying thank you for flying COS and to encourage new people to choose COS for their holiday travels this year.
50% off holiday parking November 15th through the 31st.
Of December. Yes.
Wow. Those are like peak months.
It is.
That's a very generous deal.
It is. So November 15th through December 31st, 50% off long-term holiday parking. Parking.
Wow. A thank you from the entire community. That's a great, great deal. And what great incentive. And it's nice that the airport's basically in our backyard.
It is. And we understand that oftentimes there are many options with our friends up north, and tickets are oftentimes a little less, but this is kind of a way to offset some of those prices, and then you don't have to make that drive up north, and when you're home, you're home.
Well, you know, it's not fun to have to go through that 17-mile-long choke point we call the gap. And there, and then on top of that, the 50% off long-term holiday parking, I'm staying here. If I'm leaving Colorado Springs and I got to fly, I'm flying out of the airport.
Well, thank you. We love you saying that.
Lots of developments, Aiden. It's been a little while since you and I have talked.
It has.
I'm glad you're back here and we're having a nice chat today. Parking, again, something really cool is coming up that you want to share with our listeners today.
Yes. So this winter, our solar-covered parking is going to be available in our valet lot. And so that should be launching here in the next few weeks. So we'll send out a press release as soon as we have the finalized dates, because they're just working through all the connection points on the solar valet, and that will be up and running. And so the maximum daily cost for that is $19.
Mm-hmm. And what does that mean, solar covered parking?
So what that means is we have solar panels on top of the carport, and all of that energy will go back to offset some of the pricing or the cost for one of our buildings, so airport buildings.
Oh, very nice. So you're actually helping to lower overhead.
We are.
And make pricing a little easier for we flyers.
Exactly.
Very cool, just by using solar energy, which is renewable.
Yep.
Wow.
So it's our way to kind of give back to the environment as well.
Well, it's such an important thing. I mean, we all live in it. We all need to take care of it, right? So holiday parking, November 15th through December 31st, 50% off. Let's do an update on construction, because that's been a really big deal since the fire hit. You're down to the first floor now, and that is phase three?
So this is our final phase. We're very excited about this. So our second floor completely got modernized last year, as well as our third floor. As many of those who have flown through the airport knew that was where the majority of the damage was. And so now we're on to the first floor. We're doing a complete rehabilitation of that floor, which includes new flooring, LED lighting, paint, as well as raised ceilings and updated restrooms. In addition to the rehabilitation, new escalators will be installed. So during the holidays, a few things have changed with the location of ticket counters for the car rentals, and where the restrooms are. So there are signs everywhere. So just pay attention to the signs, but it shouldn't impact your travels whatsoever. And it's going to look absolutely beautiful once it's finished.
Yes, upgrades like LED lighting, which is another huge energy saver.
Yes. So we're trying to do our part into anything that can be more efficient, energy efficient. The solar is going to be big for us, too.
Yeah. And generally, the construction is going rather well, you say.
It is. So we started just a few weeks ago, and so there's lots of signs and scaffolding up, but pretty soon you'll see kind of a whole new facelift on our first floor.
Anticipated kind of opening date?
It will be in phases.
Sure.
So the construction will go through next year, but there will be multiple phases. So we're doing the west side of the first floor first, and then once that's complete, we'll move on to the east side of the floor. So that will minimize the impact to our travelers.
Well, which is hugely important because it is a hub for a lot of kinds of travel, business and personal.
Correct.
And it's getting busier every year. Let's talk about that a little bit because the airport has just won some awards as well.
So, yes, earlier this year we won the 2019 Airport of the Year Award, which was phenomenal. It was presented by the Aeronautics Division. They presented it to us primarily for our reaction to the fire. Everything that we had, that we only canceled flights for one day, were able to get our operations back and running, and that was a true testament to all of our employees, our operations, our security, and those in the community that were able to come out and help us and get our building restored. And so it was quite a year. And we just hit, not this last month, but the month before. It's kind of mid-month, so it came out in our recent press release, but we're at about 1.2 million passengers for the year so far. So we are looking good with that, and people are continuing to choose COS.
Are we on pace to break records over previous years?
We won't break records as of for last year, but we're right in line for the year prior to that. So what, if you kind of recall, Frontier brought in a ton of new aircrafts and new routes very quickly. And so those were amazing, but they kind of maybe brought in too many too fast. And while the community did fill those planes, they had other plans for those routes. And so when those were taken away, we're still being pretty much judged against those numbers. So we had record-breaking numbers, but if you recall, it was about 28% up that year, but we'll be right on par this year. So even though we still sustain that traffic,
you are going forward, not backward, despite losing some routes.
Yes.
And that's the resiliency of the airport. That's what we love about the operation. You guys don't slow down or stop for anything, even fire.
We don't. We stop for one day.
Well, and the best part about it is that things like pricing and parking and just get better for the community who uses the airport.
They do. And that's one thing with pricing. We have no controls over the pricing, but we do have controls over how amazing our airport is, over that we can do a holiday parking promotion for those people
and
encourage
them. Well,
that's
what I mean, is that kind of pricing, those things that we pay here on the ground, yeah.
Absolutely. And just the fact that it all gives back to our community. So the more we use our airport, the more airlines will look at that and be able to say, hey, we can fill those planes. So like Frontier on three of their routes just brought in a larger aircraft that seats 50 more seats per route. And so if our community can fill that, that's just a true testament to our community that we want these routes. And other airlines look at that as well.
Look before you book. That's the mantra.
It is. Look before you book and say yes to COS for hassle-free holiday travel.
That's the idea. So let's talk about look before you book. What do you mean by that?
So what we mean is, oftentimes, Denver does have fares that are less than Colorado Springs Airport. We know that. So it's really what that price differential is to where, you know what, it's more reasonable for us, an individual or a family, to choose COS. When you build in all of the pricing, the parking, the drive, the gas, the hassle, the time, if you think about it anymore, it's almost 4 hours up there. If you need 2 hours to get there beforehand, then it's about an hour to 2 hours up there. That's a whole day of travel. So what look before you book means is look at Colorado Springs Airport. I'm not saying it's always going to work, but at least look, and you'll be surprised at the times, the connections, and how the fares have come down in price. So it actually might be better for you and your family to choose COS versus going to Denver.
And there it is. That's what we love. That's the stuff. Aiden Ryan, Marketing and Communications Manager for Colorado Springs Airport. The address, the web address is flycos.com, flycos.com. Look before you book, as Aiden says. And don't forget, 50% off your holiday parking from November 15th through December 31st, and not long from now, covered valet parking.
Yes.
What a wonderful thing.
Well, thank you so much.
It's always a treat to have you here.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You as well. That's it for this edition of the KRDO Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Business Connection airs Sunday mornings here on KRDO News Radio at 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM. If you miss an installment of the Business Connection, you can get us by podcast. Go to KRDO.com, click radio, and select podcast.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection with Ted Robertson, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.